This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
I like that last
you
part.
Like that?
I'll tell you, man, it was a piece of, I don't want to say cinematic because it's not a movie situation here. We're not on set, but it was a piece of comedic genius what Filippone did on that phone call to Bob. I mean, it truly was. He had Bob believing he was George in Washington, and I'm not sure Bob even caught on when Pony said, "Let me put my wooden teeth in." Do you think that that's when it changed? Or did it keep going?
I think that's when Bob started to get a little bit hesitant about where the call was going.
Yeah.
But I don't think he ever sniffed out that it was Pony until Pony said it was him.
I'm not sure that we've come to appreciate what Pony did. Like, I invented the art form of prank calling Bob.
Art form, because Bob just doesn't immediately know it's you as soon as he hears your voice.
I invented it, though, to get through, like, the art form.
Yeah.
Pony went Van Gogh. I mean, that is a masterpiece. So I think before we even get started, can we hear that phone call from the beginning and then just take it to where Bob starts to get a clue that it might not be a regular old caller named George in Washington? Pony also just brilliant enactment of an older person.
Yes.
I just thought the whole thing from beginning to end, if they gave out Mercones, which are our version of the Grammys, that this phone call should have earned him one. It was sheer brilliance.
How about Pony ripping me in the hallway during the break?
Yeah, he took a couple shots at you.
Uh-huh.
You unsolicited. Know,
maybe that was because I gave the one shot about Pickett to Pickens
earlier.
Yeah, I
think he heard that.
Oh, he's always listening.
Let's hear his call to Bob.
Hey, let's get right to it. George in Washington. First up tonight. Hey, George.
Bob, in 1923, Charlie Grimm had a 30-game hitting streak for the Pirates. Do you think that Brian Reynolds is going to break that record?
Well, the way he's swinging the bat now, yes, I expect that to continue, although it gets harder as the days go on.
Bob, I remember Charlie Grimm. He played with Pied
Schrader.
Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better. Bob, what are you doing taking George in Washington? It's Pony.
I know.
How are
you
falling for this again?
You knew. Yeah, right.
I can never get enough, but we digress. Limits. It's time for you to take over. What
yes,
do you got?
The Limitless Express has been hijacked again, but Diana Russini hijacked it for us. Tweeting, George Pickens' name was tossed around in trade discussions this past week. Cowboys, they were one of the teams that discussed bringing in the Steelers wide receiver, sources told Russini. But with the draft in the rear view, expect the trade buzz to cool surrounding Pickens.
So, she never really indicated what happened then, if the Steelers were asking too much, or what happened with the Cowboys. Did they take a receiver? I don't even remember.
Not high. They had a chance to take Matthew Golden in the first round, and they passed on him.
Well, You know, if they're going to move ahead with George Pickens, they're taking a risk here. And I know a lot of people think that he's going to be smart about this, that he's going to realize this is his big chance to make money and that he's not going to show outwardly any upset based on the fact that his team chose another person to be their number one receiver and gave all their receiver money to that guy. The George Pickens that I have seen through the first years of his career is not the guy that those people are describing. I think it's going to be a problem and a big one. And I don't know if it manifests in camp. I don't know if it manifests in the season. But my bet is if the past is a prelude, that it's going to manifest and they're going to be sorry that they didn't trade Pickens. Your thoughts?
Yes, I do think that they should have dealt him, but also at the right price. I do not think that it's worth giving up George Pickens for, let's say it was like a fourth round pick is the most that the Cowboys offered. And in that case, just getting rid of him, like they just got rid of Deontay Johnson to get him out of town.
Well, Johnson was addition by subtraction, and I'm thinking the same with George. I hope I'm proven wrong. It would be great to see him and Metcalf, you know, working in tandem as two, you know, high-level, talented weapons.
Well, and they're probably,
I just don't know that we're going to see that.
They're probably more willing to put up with Pickens because he's more talented than Johnson, and he's not going around, fighting with Mitch Trubisky or Minka in the locker room.
Well, this just in, George hasn't handled things all that professionally or maturely when they've cropped up over the years, and every single day that he comes to work and sees DK Metcalf, he's going to see the guy that essentially got the money he thought he was going to get and the guy that his bosses have pegged as the Steelers' number one receiver over him. I don't think he's going to handle it well. And maybe I'm the crazy one.
The Steelers did make a wide receiver addition yesterday. They signed Robert Woods to a one-year deal worth $2 million. Veteran wide receiver that was last in Houston. Can still play a little bit, but it seems very Van Jefferson, Allen Robinson-like as a receiver signing. I'm okay with it. I like Robert Woods, but this isn't 2018 anymore.
I mean, exactly. What do you like about him at this point in his career? He's almost as old as Ron Cook, and he had 20 catches for 200 yards last year.
Right. I mean, their room is definitely deeper now.
And no touchdowns.
With two good receivers, Calvin Austin as your three. If Robert Woods can just be a veteran, over-the-middle guy that factors in if there's an injury, I'm okay with it. You're not going to ask Robert Woods to do a lot. And at $2 million, adds another to the room. Like when they were adding some of the other
veterans.
Are you
sure he's even going to make the team?
Yeah, he's better than Ben Skowronek, even though they did just sign him to a multi-year deal.
I don't know at this point in his career. I don't know. I don't know what he is. He had 30 targets and 20 catches last year. And in I guess 15 games, but he only started four of them. Yeah, this means nothing to me, Limits.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Next.
From over the cap, the compensatory picks that have been rewarded for the 2026 draft are out. We know that the Steelers are taking a lot of compensatory picks. Well, now we know where they will be. Steelers are expected to have a third round compensatory pick, a fourth round pick, a fifth round pick, and a sixth round pick, the most compensatory picks of any team in the NFL.
Sounds like Kyle Dubas is building their future. I think that the Steelers are going to be willing to do literally whatever it takes to get the quarterback they want. It might not work, But they're going to identify somebody next year in the top 10. And they're going to give up future picks, current picks, a player. What they're going to do whatever they have to do to try to get their guy. That's what this is all leading to. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I do. And especially by them showing that they passed on Dart, they passed on Sanders, not taking a quarterback until the sixth round. And what Art said about the confidence that they have that Aaron Rodgers is going to come here. There was a report, I think it was Jerry Dulac that put out a couple of weeks ago, that said that they are very focused on either getting a quarterback in 25 or 26. Well, they showed their hand, man. It's going to be 2026, and they're going to be full steam ahead for one there.
Next.
All right. The Toronto Argonauts have the first rights to negotiate a CFL contract with Shedeur Sanders. This is a story that came down on Pro Football Talk.
Hey, man. Don't laugh at that. He could be a star in the Canadian Football League. Other people have started. Doug Flutie was a star in the Canadian Football League.
What he'd consider
Warren
that?
Moon was a star. How much are they paying? How much are they paying?
Like,
I mean, does he think that this is going to work out? How is this even going to shake down in Cleveland, where four guys are going to be competing and getting reps? I'd say there's zero chance that he plays this year in Cleveland.
I disagree. I think at some point he might find his way onto the field.
I don't know about that. I don't know if the Browns are going to be that bad either, by the way. I think Flacco's going to be the starter.
Pickett the backup?
Or the other way around.
And then Gabriel and Sanders just battling it out.
And they've got some talent. So I don't know that they're not going to be hanging around 500 at least. And I'm not sure that's a terrible option. That's all I'm saying.
Well, we do know that they have a meddling owner that wanted Deshaun Watson, ultimately said not that long ago that it was a bad decision to make. But to me, it seems like Shedeur Sanders was picked by Jimmy Haslam. So it would not surprise me if the train is starting to fall off the tracks for the Browns. They're like 4-12 at some point, and then the last game of the year Sanders plays, or even before that,
I can see that.
Just
you're right.
Completely falls apart.
You're right, actually, and thank you. Limits. Next.
A one note that I saw before we turn it over to Brian Batko. Point State Park's iconic fountain in Pittsburgh is undergoing major upgrade work and won't be operational this year, as the park itself is getting a multi-million dollar facelift, this in large part to the draft coming to Pittsburgh next year. No fountain, Joe. That makes me sad.
That's actually an outrage. Are you kidding me? They're not going to have the fountain ready?
Yes. The fountain is not going to be operational this year.
Let me ask you this, and I'm not going to ask what the single biggest or most famous landmark is in our fair city.
Yeah.
What's the one that's most meaningful to you? Is it the fountain? Is it the inclines? Is it the Cathedral of Learning? What am I missing here? What are the greatest landmarks here? PPG Place, the incredible. That place is unbelievable.
Especially at Christmas time with the Christmas tree and the ice skating ring.
Yeah, is it Ruth's Chris Steakhouse where you and I and Donnie went for our memorable meal?
Incredible.
What's the landmark in Pittsburgh, in your hometown, that means the most to you?
Oh, man. That's an incredible question.
Yes,
it is. It's hard to answer with just one.
No, it's not.
I do like the point, but Mount Washington and PNC Park are the two to me that most stand out immediately. I love hanging out on Mount Washington. Just my friends, a couple of friends and I, whenever we were bored or trying to figure out what to do, or we would go to Mount Washington and just talk, and we would just walk back and forth and just walk a couple of blocks and then go back to the car after like an hour.
That sounds horribly boring.
It was awesome. I loved it. At night, we're just walking, discussing life, what was going on. And PNC Park, it speaks for itself, the memories that are made there. How about you?
It does? What I mean, you've had one.
Well, I had a lot of really good ones growing
up. I know, you go there with family. I had one too. Me and my dad watched Chris Benson pitch there once. It wasn't him pitching, it was just being with my dad.
My sister sang the national anthem for a game once when they played the Minnesota Twins.
How did you keep this from us till now?
Well, no, it was a part of the Baldwin choir. So it wasn't just those my two sisters that sang it. It was a part of the choir. But they played the Minnesota Twins one game, and they were down like 8-2. But what I do remember in that game is Pedro Alvarez hit a ball into the river on the fly. Absolutely smoked it over the Clemente wall. It's one game I remember.
That's awesome. Well, for landmarks, for me, the fountain is up there.
Yeah.
That's top 5, maybe top 3. maybe top two, but for me, it's the Cathedral of Learning. When my dad drove me here, I was very disgruntled back in Buffalo in November of 1989. Didn't know what I wanted to do. Didn't know where to go. For some reason, went to Duquesne just randomly. I knew I wanted to go somewhere, and I had liked the Pirates my whole life. So I said, the hell with it. Let me get away from my friends in Buffalo. They're bringing me down, and I'll go live in Pittsburgh and go to Duquesne Graduate School. And go for, I think it was a liberal arts degree and take things like Shakespeare on film and a class on the Vietnam War, just stuff I was interested in. So I didn't have to get a job. But
how
that's
old
beside
were you then?
The point. I was 24 when I came
all
to
right
Pittsburgh.
Where I am.
So the first place we went, me and my dad, he wanted to see the Cathedral of Learning. He had read about it, heard about it. He's a professor of European history. He wanted to go up and inspect all the classrooms, which each have a different theme from based on another country's architecture and history and such,
yeah.
Right? So that's what we did, and that was my first landmark in Pittsburgh. It was with my dad. It was me starting a new life, and that's why that one's most meaningful to me.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Limit.
That's a great story. I also think the bridges can be considered one, but we just have so many. What bridge do you pick?
How about Hinds Chapel? Is that one up there for you?
I've never been there.
Neither have I. How have we never been there? Everybody gets married there, don't they?
I know, especially as a Catholic as I am, ushering at my church. You'd think I would have gone there.
Is Donnie getting married there?
No.
What do you think of Donnie not having a cake?
Donnie
at his
is
wedding?
Getting married out in Johnstown.
Did what?
You, how about this? Donnie is getting married on my birthday.
What?
Yes.
We can celebrate both. They should sing happy birthday while the wedding's going on.
Oh, I don't think that would happen, but
if I'm there, I might strike that up, at least at the reception.
Maybe
right?
There'll be a cake for me at the party for my birthday.
Not for Donnie and his wife?
No, they don't want a cake. Maybe the only cake present will be for me.
It's going to be one hell of a cookie tray, I'll tell you that, at Donnie's wedding.
I cannot wait for Donnie's wedding.